gentlemen, Sam's going to tell you a story now about a little trouble he had last year in Lake Tahoe on the south side with an Italian judge and an Indian woman, a Sicilian and a Cherokee. Tell him the story of how you met this lady and everything. Come on, Sam. Okay, well, I'll tell him. Sam met this lady down in the Bayou country in Lower Louisiana. Right, Sam? Sam and the Indian was trapping together. Sam had the ammunition. The lady was watching the skin. Now they got a little money together. They migrated up to the Chafunta River to Covington, Louisiana, and Sam and the Indian got a job in the corn factory. Right, Sam? Sam was a husker. And a woman was his helper. So they made a lot of money now. They went all the way up into the Western Hemisphere, way up in here, up into the high Sierras. The Sierra Highs. And there Sam got himself a little plot on the side of the hill to a little... Well, it was a about 100 by 50. About 100 by 50, and he set up a little housekeeping job there, a sort of a teepee pad. He figured he'd live together there with him and his lady forever plotting. Well, one afternoon, some cat come knocked on his door and said, Sam, get up there, boy, we're going hunting. And Sam, being the hunter type, he grabbed his yarmulke and he was gone. So the lady he was married to, she was a Shoshone. So she gave him a little can of filter fish in case he got hungry. Well, Sam played it smart. He took a bottle of Rigotto in case he got Ashita from the filter. Well, him and his friend went way up into the mountains hunting deer and rabbit. Or a regular deer and little bunnies. Some cottontail and some little antelopes. And some rare hair. Well, what happened was Sam went his way and his friend went his way, and Sam got an idea. He would bring a goodie home to the Indians. So he took the goodie and he was walking home with it. This is when the trouble started. Sam had the goodie on his arm and he went to open a door, and as he went to open the door flew open. Right, Sam? And when the door flew open, you saw and you said,
alas. I saw this long, tall, broad, distinguished-looking gentleman, half sunburnt fella, standing there, half a Navajo, half a Comanche, coming out of my half of the house. With all of my husking money in his hand. And this made me awful sad.
I don't blame you.
But in the meantime, I was getting real mad.
You had a right to be. Oh yes.
Yeah.
What you said?
And I said, baby, what explanation do you have?
What did she say to the Indian? The whole world is waiting to hear that phrase. Whoop.
She said, next time, I'll sit down, be no next time. That was the last time for me.
What happened then, Sam?
Well, then I grabbed my hat and I headed for the door.
Is that all you could salvage?
Well, I knew I wouldn't be back there no more.
You should have taken a little box lunch or something. It gets rough on the road.
And then up walked the landlord.
a real cool gent.
What did he want?
He said, hey, Sam, how about the rent?
And what you told him?
I said, next time. He said, there'll be no next time. You're coming up right now.
Sam, I hope you didn't give him nothing. Oh, it wasn't your turn. You had three more weeks to go on that old contract.
Man, I jumped through the window and my feet, they hit the ground.
That was a good move.
Well, sure, I figured I'd better get out of town.
What mode of transportation were you figuring?
Well, when I arrived at the airport, there was that man with those papers, failure to support.
What you told him?
I said, next time. He said, there'll be no next time. You're going to see the judge right now.
You could have taken a Greyhound. Leave the driving to us. What happened then, Sam?
Well, he took me to see that little friend of mine.
Who's that?
You remember District Judge?
He'll kill me.
In room 229.
Oh, he was all right.
Yeah, he said, Sam,
I won't worry.
Your payments are way behind.
I'm not worried about you.
I said, don't worry, Gilda. It won't happen next time.
What'd he say?
He said, next time, there'll be no next time. You're going to jail right now.
Could have asked me, I could have loaned you my car, man. Come on, what happened then?
Yeah, he put me in a padded cell.
Did they feed you?
On bread and water.
No mustard, Jolie? Man, boy, it must have been rough.
Man, it was hell.
I don't blame you.
30 days later.
What happened?
On my way out.
You see somebody?
Yeah, here come my chick.
Who was that?
With a big fat mouth.
Alone?
A policeman had her.
Policeman had her.
Yeah, he was putting her in jail.
And
she wanted me.
She wanted you.
To go on bail.
And what you told her?
I said, next time. She sat down.